Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Jesse Lee Peterson, who is a columnist. He's the founder of Bond. Their website is rebuildingtheman.com, and we're going to focus on racial unity, racial healing in America. And Jesse, it's great to have you on the program. I've seen many of your columns on WorldNet Daily and other sources, and it seems to me that Martin Luther King's dream of a colorblind society is not working out very well right now, even though that's the ideal, I think. Don't you think? I mean, that people should be judged by their character and not their skin color.
I absolutely agree, Jerry. As a matter of fact, it's so far apart now when it comes to the races that I sometimes think it's going to take Jesus Christ to come and restore. And especially after 8 years of Barack Obama, and many people who voted for Obama, I didn't, of course, but they voted for him because he was black, especially white folks. And the blacks voted for him because he was black, and they wanted to get back at the white folks. But white people thought that Barack Obama would unite the races. He ended up dividing the races like no one else in the history of America. He did better than the Jim Crow laws or the KKK or anyone else could have done as far as dividing the races. And so there's so much hatred and anger in the hearts of most black people against white folks that it's just going to take a lot to make them come back. I don't know if we're ever going to get most black people to overcome that anger in their hearts. That starts in the home, by the way. It doesn't start with white people. But we are divided. Dr. Martin Luther King must be very disappointed and feel like his death was in vain, because the black people are not judging based on character. They're judging based on color. They're into their blackness like never before in the history of America.
Now, you're black. Can you tell us about your own personal journey, and how did you come to have some of these views which are running contrary to many, you know, in your own culture and so forth?
I am as black as the ace of spades, but 100% American. No Afro-American. Don't have an Afro. I have a Amerifro. There are no African drums in my chest. The American guitar is playing in my heart. I grew up in Alabama. I grew up on a plantation, and I grew up under the Jim Crow laws, but 100% American. And the way I was able to overcome that about 28 years ago, I started to question things. And, I started wondering, if white people are holding us back, why is it that Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan, the Congressional Black Caucus, most of the black preachers are doing very well. They are black, too. How come they are able to get away with it? You know, whites are not holding them back. And then I asked God to let me see what was wrong. He showed me I had anger in my heart. But my anger was at my parents first. My mother tried to turn me away from my father. And that's the worst thing that could happen to boys and girls of all races, to turn them away from their fathers. And it wasn't until I forgave my mother for what she had done, and then forgave my father for not being there to protect me from her, God took that anger away from me. He allowed me to see that it's a spiritual battle and not a physical one at all. And so when I forgave my parents, God forgave me, and he set me free. And that's when I realized that I had been used, as most black people are, by the race hustlers, the elitist Democratic Party, which cares nothing about black people at all. They're just using them to gain power and wealth. The race hustler is the same thing. And that's what Obama did. He just used black people to further his own socialist agenda. He did nothing to help them at all. But it wasn't until I overcame that anger that I was able to see who my friends are and who my enemies are.
That's very interesting. What are your thoughts on what happened recently in Charlottesville?
I thought that the president was right on the mark. And by the way, President Trump will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents this country has ever experienced, in spite of all the enemies that are surrounding him, the right-o Republicans, the Democrats, the never-Trumpers, the liberal media and others. He will go down in history as the best president ever, because he loved the country. He put it first. And when he said that what happened in Charlottesville was wrong, there was evil and anger on both sides, and that we have to learn to love one another I was like, this man is right on the money, even more so. And what happened there was a shame. Antifa, along with the Black Lives Matter, are the evil ones, and they should not have been allowed to go there heavily armed with sticks and nails and bricks and pepper spray, attacking the alt-right. Whether we agree with what they're about or not, they had the right to be there. They had a permit. The ACLU fought for them to get a permit. Of all the organizations, ACLU fought for it. And those people had a right to be there, and to whomever told the cops to stand down and let them be attacked by radical, evil Antifa and Black Lives Matter was absolutely wrong. And that person or those people need to be arrested, whoever made that order.
Well, I mean, it led to a death and many injuries and so forth. But certainly, you know, when I remember all the brouhaha after President Trump used the phrase both sides.
Yeah.
And then I heard, you know, there were all these people that were so upset with him because it was like, okay, only the neo-Nazis are bad, and surely the neo-Nazis are bad. But I saw video, and the neo-Nazis or whatever weren't punching themselves. There was actual violence, you know, and it takes two sides to tango.
The real neo-Nazis were the Antifa and Black Lives Matter. The things that they're accusing the right of doing is what they're doing themselves. They accuse the right of being neo-Nazis and white supremacists and all that. And yet, they're the ones who are doing it. They're the ones who are violent. They're the ones who deliberately go there to these rallies heavily armed with the intent to attack, attacking the cops and attacking innocent people. Had they shown up at that rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, there would not have been a riot. It would just been a peaceful rally. You might not would have agreed with what the alt-right was about, but there would not have been a riot. And these people showing up at attacking Trump supporters all around the country. It's not just in Charlottesville. We saw it in Berkeley. We saw it in Oakland. We've seen it in Chicago during the campaign. It's everywhere. And they are the ones who are the neo-Nazis, not the people on the right, because it's the left who are causing all the violence.
Yeah. You know, there's a famous quote from Goebbels, and this is really scary because Goebbels, of course, was the propaganda minister under the Nazis, and he said, history is made in the streets. And so when you see this violence going on in the streets, where it's not a matter of people, you know, having opinions and, you know, this is my opinion. I think that we should do such and such. We should adopt such and such a platform. But you have people beating up other people, you know, on whatever side. That's so wrong. That's Nazi-like to, you know, to have that phrase and to put that into practice. History is made in the streets.
The unfortunate thing, too, and you're absolutely right, the unfortunate thing is that the alt-right are now arming up to defend themselves. It's because everywhere they show up, you have the Nazis on the left, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter showing up to attack them. And it's clear that the cops are not going to protect them. And so they're starting to protect themselves. And so it ended up into a riot. And what the media does, they twist what happened and made the ones on the right look like the neo-Nazis when it's really the ones on the left. That's why I've been telling, you know, urging them not to get over that anger on the right. Stand up and speak up and hold your rallies, but don't get into these brawls because they're falling right into the trap of the left. And the left are going to accuse the right. They're trying to make the president look bad. They'll try to connect them to him because they're supporters of him. Many of them are. And they really wanted to get the president out of the White House. And so they would use whatever they can use to try to demean and get rid of this president. And so if the right continue to fight back in the manner that they are, they're going to be used for the purpose of trying to destroy President Trump.
Okay, explain to us who are exactly our Antifa.
It's a far, for what we know is, it's a far left socialist communist young people with nothing else to do, and it appears to be paid by George Soros and others that I don't know who to show up at these rallies because they are not, they don't have any money, they're not showing up there on their own, but they're really evil, they're really radical, and they're young, mostly white males who seem to be communists. The unfortunate thing is that they're allowed to wear ski masks to cover their faces and their heads, and they dress in black, heavily armed. They should not be allowed to go to rallies with that type of, you know, gear on, to be dressed like that. That should be illegal, especially when they're going there heavily armed like that. But they're definitely socialist, communist, far left men and women who are being used, I believe.
Yeah. The word itself, Antifa, apparently means anti-fascist. And just recently I had on the program Dinesh D'Souza, who was explaining, you know, look at the irony of this, Jerry. He says the fascist was a, you know, the National Socialist German Workers' Party. In other words, the Nazis, Mussolini. And so these were, you know, leftists. And so somehow they got categorized after the war as being of the right, which they're not. They're of the left. And Antifa are people of the left, and yet they're, you know, supposedly against the people of the right. So it almost gets confusing.
It is. No, they're definitely of the left. And I wish people would open their eyes so they can see that the thing that these people are accusing the right of doing is exactly what they're doing themselves. And they should see how the media is deceiving them.
All right.
It's not the right. They are the Nazi group on the left. And they're allowed to get away with it by the cops. And I'm sure all cops are not into that, but somebody's telling them to stand down. They're being promoted by the media. They are not being forced to take off those ski masks. And if you're going to protest, go out and protest in the right way. And so it's a big cover-up. And we need to find out who is behind all of this, because those are the people or the person who need to be locked up for encouraging this type of violence.
All right, good. We have about 2 minutes left, and I would like to do that, like to have you spend it in a very positive way. What can we do as modern Americans to work for racial unity, racial healing? Your website is rebuildingtheman.com. That's a great title for that. Jesse Lee Peterson, go ahead and wax eloquent for a minute and a half or so. What can we do to bring healing in this country of a racial sort?
First thing we need to do is to overcome the anger, because when you have anger, you're blinded from the truth. You can't see the right decision to make because it's separated from God. So we need to overcome the anger. Then we need to tell the truth. We need to deal with these people with truth and don't back down. We need to realize that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong, and it's so apparent now. And so as I write in my book, The Antidote, my recent book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood, it's not about your color, it's about character. And there's no such thing as racism. It has never existed, and it doesn't exist today, but that's been used against the people on the right in order to put fear in them and keep the left angry so that they're traitors to get power and wealth. And I recommend that people get a copy of The Antidote and read it on Amazon or in a major bookstore. And then go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. We got to stand up together, those who are on the side of truth, and deal with those who are on the side of the lie. Tell the truth, stand up to them, but don't be angry.
Okay, we have half a minute left. You say there's no such thing as racism. Surely there's prejudice, right? And isn't that just another word for the same thing?
Well, there's no such thing as racism, and we all prejudice against something. Good is prejudice against evil. Evil is prejudice against good. But it's not race. It's about judging the person or hating them or being angry at them. You could be angry at your own wife. When you're not angry, she look like your best friend, look like someone you love. And the moment you become angry, she look like your bitter enemy. And it's anger that changed your viewpoint of the person. And so that's a spiritual thing. Because the moment you become angry at someone, you go after them. You'll destroy your own family once you're angry. And that's what's wrong with black people. Black people are angry at their mothers and grandmothers, and they're yearning for their fathers. But they've been told that anger is toward the white man, and because they're in a fallen state, they believe into a lie. You can't control a moral person or people. You have to demoralize them. So they keep blacks in a constant state of demoralization by keeping them angry in order to control them. But they're really angry at their mothers and grandmothers, and they're yearning for their fathers.
Wow. Jesse Lee Peterson, again, RebuildingTheMan.com, the name of his book, The Antidote. Thank you for being with us. God bless you, sir.
You too.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy.